The Dodgers make history in Monterrey, Mexico for the first time in franchise history. A combined no-hitter as the Dodgers shut out the Padres tonight 4-0. Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Dodger Talk here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570 LA Sports. Our phone number, 866-987-2570, pound blue. For you AT&T subscribers, what a night in Monterrey, Mexico. There was questions of whether or not this game would get in. There was questions of whether or not this game would start on time. Thunderstorms going through Monterrey, Mexico this afternoon into the evening. They expect them throughout tomorrow morning as well. It rained for the better part of the first four innings of this baseball game tonight. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, was in the booth with Rick and Charlie, and he said, from what I understand, this is going to pass through and we're going to be okay. And right he was, Rob Manfred, as the weather blew through, the clouds moved away, and the Dodgers, when the rain parted, well, the Dodgers went to work. Walker Buehler, six innings, no runs, no hits, eight strikeouts. Tony Cingrani came in relief in the seventh after Walker Buehler was done after 93 pitches. Cingrani through the seventh, no runs, no hits. Yimi Garcia, fresh off of Tommy John surgery, has only pitched limited in the last 2 years. Comes up from AAA Oklahoma City a couple days ago, pitches against the Diamondbacks, pitches tonight in the eighth inning, strikes out a pair, 1-2-3 eighth inning, no runs, no hits. Adam Liberatore, who had arm issues in the second half of last season but was key for the Dodgers the first half of the 2017 season, he gets called up from AAA Oklahoma, and what does he do? Strikeout, flyout, strikeout. 1-2-3 ninth inning for the Dodgers to preserve the no-no. And for the first time in Dodgers franchise history, a combined no-hitter from Walker Buehler, Tony Cingrani, Yimi Garcia, and Adam Liberatore. Dodgers beat the Padres 4-0 in Monterrey, Mexico, part of the Mexico series between the Dodgers and Padres tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday in Estadio de Baseball Monterrey, the stadium down there in Monterrey, Mexico. 866-987-2570, pound blue. If you're an AT&T subscriber, we've heard from a lot of different Dodgers. We're going to hear from some more throughout the show as David Vazsan and Alana Rizzo are down working the clubhouse. It's an historic night for the Dodgers in this franchise as a combined no-hitter, the first one in franchise history, just the 12th ever combined no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. It took Buehler, Cingrani, Garcia, and Liberatore a combined 146 pitches in the game tonight, and they no-hit the Padres with a 4-0 win. Just remember, the Dodgers a week ago had lost 3 of 4 in San Francisco. They had lost then 4 straight after losing the first 2 games in Arizona. They flipped the script. The bullpen actually comes through in back-to-back games in Arizona. They win back-to-back games against the Diamondbacks to split the 4-game series. They head south to Monterrey, Mexico, which is not in South America, and they get a no-hitter tonight, combining with their bullpen and Walker Buehler. For all the incoming the bullpen has taken, Cingrani, Garcia, and Liberatore pitched lights out in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And for those who are wondering, because I've gotten several questions already at Tim Cates on Twitter, where was Kenley? Where was Dodger closer Kenley Jansen tonight to get the save and to preserve the no-hitter? Well, Kenley was not available going into tonight's game because he had pitched 3 days already in a row, so he needed a night off. But I'm sure if you ask Kenley Jansen, I know he had a chance to talk to David Vazsay and some of the media. I saw him in the clubhouse from Spectrum Sports in L.A. I'm sure he would have loved to have gotten in there, and if you ask him, he would have been ready to go, no problem. But you have to give the big dog a day off. Their big closer has to have some time in between outings, and he had gone 3 straight games. He needed the day off, and he got it tonight. Unfortunately, it was a night in which the Dodgers bullpen combines with Walker Buehler for a no-no, the first ever combined no-hitter in Dodgers history. 866-987-2570, pound blue for you AT&T subscribers, as the Dodgers get a no-hitter for the first time since June 18th, 2014, when you-know-who, Clayton Kershaw, no-hit the Colorado Rockies at Dodger Stadium. And for those of you wondering, Yeah, a lot of facts being thrown out and a lot of digging up of numbers. 2012, the Seattle Mariners, a combined no-hitter in Seattle of the Los Angeles Dodgers. So it was just 2012 in which the Dodgers had the tables turned on them and had a combined no-hitter from the Seattle Mariners up in Seattle. But tonight, the Dodgers do it in Monterrey, Mexico, a game that had rain for four innings. In between innings, they had the grounds crew out there pouring the dry sand just to try to get the dirt dry out there on the pitcher's mound and the batter's box, down the baselines, in the infield. They had that synthetic turf in the infield and outfield. But the Dodgers tonight get a great outing from Walker Buehler. A fantastic six innings from Walker Buehler, and he threw 93 pitches. But there's some thought of, why not go back out for the seventh? Why did Dave Roberts pull him after six innings? Why did Dave Roberts give him the hook and go to the bullpen? Dave Roberts explained it after the game. In case you missed it, he said it was an easy decision. In fact, David Vasse asked him in front of all the international media there in Monterrey, Mexico, after the game. He asked him why, and was this a hard decision? Because this is now the third time that Dave Roberts has pulled a Dodger starter who either had a no-hitter or a perfect game going in a ball game. And he said out of the three that he's had to do, this by far was the easiest based on Walker Buehler, where he was in the pitch count, and where he was in the game, having just pitched six innings and still had the seventh, eighth, and ninth to go, and he was already at 93 pitches. Remember, April 8th, 2016, Ross Stripling, a young Ross Stripling who Dodger fans didn't know, he was pulled in the eighth inning with a 2-0 lead after he had recorded one out, and he had hit 100 pitches. This was a guy who was just coming off of Tommy John surgery and had hit 100 pitches in the first week of the season, April 8th, 2016. Dave Roberts pulled him. The Dodgers would actually lose the game 3-2. September 10th, 2016, Rich Hill, one of his first starts since coming over in a trade at the deadline. Remember, he had the blister issue? It was just his third start from coming over in a trade. Rich Hill was pulled after having a perfect game through seven innings with the Marlins at 89 pitches. At the time, that was to save the blister, to save his hand, and to save Rich Hill for the postseason, because that's why they had acquired him. So the third time now that Dave Roberts has had to answer the question, the third time that Dave Roberts has had this issue as far as having a starter go deep into a game and have to pull the starter with a no-hitter or a perfect game and have to answer for it afterwards. In fact, let's hear David Vasse's question, Dave Roberts' answer just a short time ago as far as why Walker Buehler was pulled after six innings.
Dave, you had to do this a few times or a couple of times, taking pitchers out where they've had a no-hitter. Was this any harder or easier doing it tonight?
I think of the ones from Stripling to Rich Hill, this was probably the easiest. This was the easiest. Where he was at with his pitch count, essentially at the highest point that he's ever been up to, with three innings, late innings. It was pretty much a no-brainer for me, but I was just excited. He threw the ball the way he did and gave us a chance to win. But it's a special night for all of us.
As it would work out for the Dodgers, who combine for a no-hitter, the first ever in franchise history for Walker Buehler. I hope and I'm sure he'll have more chances to get a no-hitter and to get a perfect game, if you will, for Walker Buehler. Six innings, no runs, no hits, walk three, struck out eight. And Dave Roberts mentioned it, that high pitch count, 93 pitches. This is a guy who's not really gone that high before, just one other time. And you're asking him to go back out in the seventh inning and work on a no-hitter, knowing that he's not going to go very much farther. I mean, maybe one more hitter, if that. There's been a lot, you know, some question whether or not you just send him back out there. Did he earn the right to go back out in the seventh to try to get one more out, to see if he can get a quick 1-2-3 inning and maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 pitches and then hand it over in the eighth inning? At this point, I think, you know, it's a great question. It's a great debate. And I'd love to hear from you, Dodger fans. 866-987-2570, pound blue for you AT&T subscribers. Buehler goes to sixth, Cingrani the seventh, Garcia the eighth, and Libertor the ninth, as the Dodgers' four different pitchers combining for a no-hitter tonight in Monterrey, Mexico. All right, let's go out to the phones. Waiting very patiently is David in Burbank. David, a no-hitter for the Dodgers tonight. What do you think?
Hello?
Go ahead, David. You're on the air.
It's Mason. Hi, how you doing?
I'm great, Mason. How are you?
Good. I'm really excited for the team. It's a great night. I have two questions for the stats guys, and here they are. Number one, are we the first MLB franchise to throw two no-hitters in two separate countries? And number two, is this the first no-hitter we've thrown without Vin Scully being our primary broadcaster?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, you'd have to go back to before 1950 for Vin Scully as far as no-hitters in Dodger history. This has got to be the first one in the post-Vin Scully era, no doubt, because the last time the Dodgers had a no-hitter was June 18th, 2014. Clayton Kershaw with Vin on the call at Dodger Stadium against the Colorado Rockies. As far as your other question, there was a great tweet from MLB Stat of the Day that said this combined no-hitter was the first ever outside of the U.S. or Canada. So there you go. The Dodgers making history with that as well. As far as the franchise concerned, also the first time there's a combined no-hitter, just the 12th combined no-hitter ever in Major League Baseball. So an historic night for the Dodgers tonight. They beat the Padres 4-0. They've now won 3 in a row, just 2 games under 500. Started to pick it up as they get here in the first week of May, and this road trip continues. Remember, this is a long 11-game roadie, the longest of the season, for San Francisco, which was almost like an eternity ago when they were in San Francisco last weekend, had that doubleheader on Saturday. They had the 4 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday against the Arizona Diamondbacks, in which they split. And then game one tonight of this 3-game series in Monterrey, Mexico, the Dodgers take with a 4-0 win and a combined no-hitter from Walker Buehler in the Dodgers bullpen. 866-987-2570, pound blue for you AT&T subscribers. We're going to hear from Kike Hernandez coming up in just a little bit. We go to Studio City, and Chris is next up here on Dodger Talk. Hi, Chris.
Hey, buddy. You know what? I always talk to David, and we do our banter back and forth. But I'm going to tell you something. This is the best I have felt, I don't know, maybe in 3 seasons as far as our pitching staff. I want to give a shout-out to Dave Roberts. You know what? He's team first. And I know that it's hard to pull a guy when he's throwing a perfect game. Come on. Who doesn't want to see everybody that we've had up there pitching this? But this combined no-hitter had me screaming, okay, to the top of my lungs, to nobody in the house. And I found out that my mother-in-law was there. She became a Dodger fan tonight, all right? This is how important it is to me that we turn this season around and we make the Dodgers the number one team in America once again. Drop the mic.
All right, Chris, I appreciate the phone call. I love the enthusiasm. You're right about Dave Roberts, and it certainly is no easy task having to juggle what's best for the team and what's best for the pitcher. We saw it in 3 now cases. We saw it first with Ross Stripling, and Ross Stripling had that no-hitter back in April of 2016. He had 1 out in the 8th inning, a 2-0 lead. He walked a batter and reached 100 pitches. And they gave him that leash, if you will, to kind of go back out there in that 8th inning. He had the 1 out, he had the walk, and that's when he got the hook. And remember, Ross Stripling was coming off of Tommy John surgery, and he had already reached 100 pitches. They gave him a short leash to go back out there to try to make it a quick inning. He couldn't do it. And Dave Roberts took a lot of flack for that. But for Ross Stripling, it was probably the best thing for him not to tax that arm in his first outing of the 2016 season. And Rich Hill, we mentioned September 10th down in Miami against the Marlins. He had that perfect game through 7 innings, pulled after 89 pitches. But remember, that was the Rich Hill the Dodgers acquired at the trade deadline, who didn't get but a couple starts right before that because he had the blister on his finger that kept him out of helping the Dodgers for almost a month. And finally, in September, he's able to get going. In his third start, he has a perfect game through 7 innings, almost at 90 pitches. You acquired him at the deadline for the postseason. And sure, it would have been great for him to throw a perfect game, and he still talks about it to this day. But for the betterment of the team, you're hoping at that point of the season, you acquired a guy, he had blister issues for a month. This third start, you don't want that blister to start flaring back up just because of an individual goal. And tonight, it was Walker Buehler. He goes 6 innings, no hit ball, struck out 8, had got to 93 pitches. And again, a guy who's coming off of Tommy John surgery, a guy who's got an innings limit, a guy who the Dodgers don't want to throw all the innings at right now and not have him available come August, September, and into the postseason. Tonight, you had to weigh all the options. And for Dave Roberts, he felt after 6 innings, it was best to send Tony Sangrani out there. And then in Yimi Garcia in the 8th, and in the 9th, it was Adam Libertor as the Dodgers combine for a no-no. The first ever combined no-hitter in Dodgers history as the Dodgers beat the Padres tonight by a final of 4-0. 866-987-2570, pound blue for you AT&T subscribers. Very cool on Twitter, at Dodgers. Frame it. Hashtag Los Dodgers. They have a picture of the baseball, that the final baseball of the game, the strikeout of Cordero to end the game and get the no-hitter, the first one, a combined effort for the Dodgers in franchise history. The 23rd overall no-hitter for this Dodgers organization, and it comes tonight in Monterrey, Mexico, with a win over the Padres. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We're expected to be hearing from Ned Colletti from Spectrum Sportsnet LA. We'll get Ned's thoughts on tonight's game, the no-hitter, and the Dodgers now winners 3 in a row. They beat the Padres tonight 4-0. Dodger Talk continues here on your home of the Dodgers and 570 LA Sports. For the 23rd time in franchise history, for the first time in Dodger history, a combined no-hitter as the Dodgers beat the Padres 4-0. Walker Buehler, 6 no-hit innings. Tony Cingrani, Yimi Garcia, and Adam Libertor pick it up, pitching the 7th, 8th, and 9th as the Dodgers combine for a no-hitter tonight. The first in Dodger history, just the 12th ever combined no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. And it's the first no-hitter ever outside of the United States or Canada. So how about that? A historic night tonight in Monterrey, Mexico, as the Dodgers beat the Padres 4-0. They've won their 3rd in a row, and they're now only 2 games under 500 on the season. Let's go back out to Monterrey, Mexico, Estadio de Baseball Monterrey, and hear from Kike Hernandez.
Oh, it's great. You know, like I said in Spanish, this is the 4th time I get to experience a no-hitter, first time that we're on the good end of it. And you know, we haven't gotten off to the greatest of starts, but you know, this is my fourth year with the Dodgers, and it seems like we get going in May every year, and May's here, and you know, we got to split with the Diamondbacks at their place, and they're probably the hottest team in baseball, so splitting at their place, a 4-game series, is feels like a win at this point. And you know, we kept it going tonight. Walker was electric as usual, and bullpen did one hell of a job. Yes, Monty called all the right pitches, and it doesn't matter if it's one pitcher or five. You know, it's extremely special, and it's not an easy feat. So, you know, it's probably a night that none of us is going to forget.
Kike, you guys were playing through the rain early on in the game. How difficult was it to play in those conditions? And I believe you hit your home run when the rain was coming down pretty hard.
You know, it's hard. It's hitting is already hard as it is, and you know, when you got rain in your vision, drops falling off your helmet, can get a little challenging, but it's about locking it in and going the extra mile on your focus. And you know, got to 2 strikes, you know, just trying to grind it, battle out, and I got a good pitch to hit.
There he is, Kike Hernandez. Part of this Dodgers no-hitter tonight, didn't pitch, didn't catch, but on the field for the Dodgers as the Dodgers combined to beat the Padres tonight 4-0. They combined for a no-hitter. Walker Buehler, Tony Cingrani, Yimi Garcia, and Adam Libertor throwing the first ever combined no-hitter in Dodger franchise history. Let's go out to the phones, 866-987-2570, pound blue for you AT&T subscribers. Paul is in Roland Heights. Welcome, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, guys. My uncle just passed away, and, you know, I think that...
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. And I know you've been doing a lot of work for a long time. You know, I've been a big fan.
Thank you, Paul. What do you want to say about the Dodgers?
I think that they're heading the right direction. I don't want to make any big changes, and I like that they have a lot of young talent, and...
Yeah, they're definitely trending in the right direction, Paul. I appreciate the phone call. Sorry to hear about your uncle. Our condolences go out to you and your family there. The Dodgers tonight beat the Padres 4-0. Jerry Harrison Jr. from Spectrum Sportsnet LA joins us now here on Dodger Talk on AM570 LA Sports. And it's a historic night for the Dodgers. Ever been a part of a no-hitter, Jerry?
I never have been. I can't think of a time where I had a teammate throw a no-hitter. I'm trying to. I have been no-hit. I've been on teams. In fact, we were no-hit as Dodgers. I believe in 2012, the Seattle Mariners threw a combined no-hitter us in Seattle.
Congratulations.
I was a part of that team. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But, yeah, it's definitely special for guys to do it especially this bullpen. You know, you have a young man, Walker Buehler, who was really exceptional tonight, had great fastball, great curveball and slider, and then to have the bullpen come in, a much maligned bullpen. You know, the last three nights, they have really pitched well. Hopefully, they have turned the corner collectively. Just a great all-around effort.
Walker Buehler goes to six innings, Jerry. No runs, no hits. Walk three, struck out eight, threw 93 pitches. I think you know where I'm going with this. Dave Roberts decides not to send it back out there in the seventh. What did you make of that decision?
That's the decision that had to be made. You know, remember, he was sitting at 93 pitches, so you figure if he throws another inning, he's going to go over 100 pitches. So, you know, if it was a ninth inning and he had it 93 pitches, then you send him back out there. But you don't want to flirt with disaster, especially when this kid hasn't really built up his pitch count yet. This is only his third start at the big league level. So, you know, a few years ago he had Tommy John surgery. So you got to make sure you take care of this golden arm. So it really was an easy decision. You know, if he was at 70 pitches, you know, heading into the seventh inning, obviously you let him go, but he was already at 93 pitches and, you know, approaching 100. That was the time to take him out.
Here's a guy in Walker Buehler who didn't throw over 80 pitches in minor league games, threw 89 pitches against the Marlins in the first start, threw 94 pitches in the win against the Giants on the 28th of April, and then, as you mentioned, in his third start tonight, gets to 93 pitches. For Dave Roberts, the third time in 3 years he's had to make a decision like this. I'm trying to think of another manager who's had to do it at least twice, but Dave had a no-hitter in San Francisco with Ross Stripling in April of 2016, and then September of 2016, of course, you have Rich Hill and his perfect game against the Marlins in tonight.
You know, the two outings, when you had Stripling, rookie, obviously Walker Buehler, rookie, that's a no-brainer. I think the toughest decision was to take Rich Hill out of the game because he wasn't a rookie. He was a seasoned veteran guy. He's been through so much in his life, in his off-field and obviously his career on the mound. I thought you run him back out there no matter what. You get few opportunities like that, and I would have ran Rich Hill back out there. But again, I wasn't there in Miami that night, and Dave knows a whole lot more than I do. He knows his players, but usually veteran guys, you let them go until they give up that hit.
Remember, that was a third start for Rich Hill back in September of 2016. He had the blister issue kept him out of the Dodgers rotation when they acquired him for a month. And then the third start, he was at 89 pitches, and they elected to take him out after seven innings. You're right, that was a very controversial one because, again, you're right, the other two were young guys coming off arm surgery. And for Walker Buehler, you can hear the disappointment in his voice after the game, but also it's kind of cool, Jerry, to be a part of something that had never happened before in Dodger franchise history. There have been 22 other no-hitters, but never a combined no-hitter.
It's very special, man. It really is. And these four guys, here's a new one for you. Let's call them the Fantastic Four. I don't think that's ever been used.
No, never.
These guys will never forget this moment. You know, Walker Buehler will never forget this. I mean, this is a young man, a rookie that started tonight, that started something special, and the other three guys were able to capitalize on that. So definitely a special night. And again, he will understand the situation 3, 4, 5 years from now when he's starting to become really steeped in this game and is starting to become a veteran. He'll understand, hey, I was a rookie. I'm glad Dave took me out, especially what was at stake with my career. So, you know, yes, of course, he's going to be upset being taken out of the ball game, but in the grand scheme of things, he'll realize it down the road. This was the best for him.
He is Jerry Harrison Jr. I'm Tim Cates. It's AM 570 LA Sports as the Dodgers beat the Padres tonight in Monterrey, Mexico, 4-0. A combined no-hitter for Walker Buehler, who went six innings. Tony Cingrani pitched his seventh. Yimi Garcia, a 1-2-3 eighth. And then Adam Libertor closed it out in the ninth inning with a 1-2-3 ninth inning to seal the deal and keep the no-hitter. The first ever combined no-hitter in Dodger history. I know this is Dodger talk, but it's pretty cool in baseball history. Yeah. On the same night that you have a combined no-hitter for one team in Southern California, the other team, the Anaheim Angels, get 3,000 hits from Albert Pujols, another record-breaking night. Pretty cool to have them both happen within, I don't know, literally minutes of each other.
It is. Baseball is such a special game. It is a global game. You have a Dominican-born player getting 3,000 hits in Seattle, you know, and then you have a Lexington Kentucky kid who went to Vanderbilt, gets a start in his third big league start, you know, is part of a no-hitter for the LA Dodgers in Mexico, Monterrey, Mexico. So a special night for Major League Baseball. You have one guy's career starting out, and it's a promising one in Walker Buehler. You have another guy still has a couple years left, but he's had a historic career in Albert Pujols. I believe he's one of four guys that has 3,000 hits and 600 home runs.
Yeah.
That's very special company. I think it's Aaron Mays, Alex Rodriguez, and now Albert Pujols. Definitely Albert Pujols, special player.
No doubt about it. He gets his 3,000th hits tonight up in Seattle for the Anaheim Angels. The Dodgers go south of the border to Monterrey, Mexico to get their first ever combined no-hitter in franchise history. By the way, according to Stats Inc. here, tonight's no-hitter, Jerry, was the first no-hitter thrown outside of the United States or Canada in Major League Baseball history. So that's another historic footnote.
That's pretty special.
It is.
That's outstanding. I mean, I know the fans in Mexico are very excited about that. And to have Major League Baseball in that area, you know, a lot of Dodger fans and some Padre fans out there too. So it was great to see them enjoy a night of baseball, but also see a historic night.
Yeah, you mentioned it happened in Monterrey, and Rob Manfred was on the TV broadcast with Oral and Joe, and he was on the radio with Rick and Charlie as well for the second inning. And they asked him about, you know, going to Monterrey, Mexico, and he touched upon the baseball stuff they were doing as far as the fan fest in and around the stadium for the fans that couldn't get into the game because it's a hot ticket the next 3 days, and also the games itself, what it means for Mexico, what it means for that area around Monterrey, Mexico, for the game of baseball, for these young kids to be exposed to major league players. And to have a no-hitter happen like this tonight and to have the Dodgers, which, as you mentioned, is probably the biggest supported team south of the border, it's pretty special for that area, special for baseball.
It's special for baseball, special for that region of Monterrey. And if I can go further, you know, I heard Rob Manfred's comments tonight. He said he wants to expand to 32 teams. You know, and have a team in Mexico and possibly a team in Montreal. You know, I think those two areas, one in Montreal and then pick a city in Mexico, I think those cities will thrive having a big league team there. We know that they had a team in Montreal, and it was thriving until certain things happened politically. Mm-hmm. Had really nothing to do on the baseball field.
It was a stadium things issue. Were happening.
Yeah, things were happening from the political standpoint that really was a downfall of the Montreal Expos. And we saw an exhibition game earlier this year in Montreal where Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a walk-off. That place was going nuts. I am hoping Montreal gets a team again. That city would be great for the game. They'd love baseball there. And then somewhere in Mexico, Monterrey could be a possibility. Mexico City, Hermosillo, where my mom is from, they love baseball. Vinny Castilla's from there. So hopefully one of those cities gets a Major League Baseball team.
Do you think baseball is at a point where it can expand to more teams? Because there's some people, and I know as a player you're going to say yes because it's more opportunities. Yeah. But for baseball, you know, we're seeing a little bit of dilution of the game, according to some, and you're seeing what's happening in Tampa, what's happening in Miami. Houston had some issues before they rebuilt. There's more cities than not that are having problems right now getting fan attendance.
Well, you're going to take a hit. And obviously, you know, it's amazing. The strikeout, I never thought I would say this. There was a month of Major League Baseball, there were more strikeouts than there were base hits.
Wow.
You know, that's incredible to me.
That is.
You know, the art of hitting has changed, and the whole launch angle thing has really hurt. You're seeing a lot more pop-ups and swing and misses than you've ever seen. And really, you're seeing a little bit more home runs, but not like it was at an alarming rate last year. I don't think the ball is the same like it was last year, so the home runs aren't there yet. And again, it's just a month, but to have strikeouts, have more strikeouts than hits, that can't happen. It's Major League Baseball. You got to make an adjustment. Major League Baseball hitters make adjustments, and there hasn't been any adjustments. So hopefully they start to do that. But to get back to your point, you're going to take a hit. Obviously, you're going to take a hit in probably for 2 or 3 years. But I think in the overall scheme of things, especially in Canada, especially in Mexico, the game will grow, and then you'll get more players that want to play this game globally. So I think in the long run, the game will thrive after that.
866-987-2570-POUND-BLUE. For you AT&T subscribers, the Dodgers shut out the Padres tonight 4-0. A historic night in Monterrey, Mexico, as Walker Buehler, Tony Cingrani, Yimi García, and Adam Libertor combined for a no-hitter, the first ever combined no-hitter in Dodgers history, just the 12th combined no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. It took 146 pitches to do so. Walker Buehler gets the win. The Dodgers have now won 3 in a row. And don't look now, Jerry, but this team, after losing 3 of 4 in San Francisco, losing 4 straight overall, they get that split in Arizona, which I think is going to be a huge moment. When we look back on this season, when we look back on this road trip this month of May, that's going to be, I think, a big point where this team turned things around.
Huge road trip. And I really believe that, you know, splitting in Arizona, that was a must. You know, you always set out to win ball games, but when you lose Ryu in the middle of the game, and that, obviously you get the news your shortstop is lost for the season, that is devastating. You know, usually teams that aren't strong-willed, they find a way to get, you know, lose 5, 6, 7 in a row. But the Dodgers were able to pick themselves up, at least split there in Arizona. And then now with the victory today, the way the bullpen pitched along with Walker Buehler, now they got some momentum. They have to capitalize on winning games here in San Diego. It is a must you win this series. And really, the way I look at it, the way that the Padres are set up, you have to sweep this team. They don't belong on the same field as you. So you got to sweep this team. And you know the Diamondbacks are getting beat up. You're hoping they get beat up by the Houston Astros the next few nights. So this is a very important month for this Dodger team, and usually, you know, historically, the Dodgers start to get going in the month of May.
Yeah, the Dodgers have picked up 3 games on Arizona in the last 3 days, and the head-to-head meetings winning 2 straight, and then tonight the Diamondbacks lose to the Houston Astros, and with the Dodgers winning tonight in Monterrey, Mexico, the Dodgers are 2 games under 500 of the season. They've won 3 in a row, and they're only 6 games back, and you hit it right on the head, Jerry. You have to win these next 2 games against the Padres, not only because you need to maintain or maybe pick up 2 more games on the Diamondbacks, but you got to keep riding this momentum because you're going to get into a tough part of the schedule. And the Padres, you have to beat.
You have to beat them. And look at it, and I hate to beat a dead horse here, but just looking at the talent level, you know, the Padres just don't have it. You know, and, you know, they have this the young third baseman. I really like him for them. He's got tremendous power. Villanueva, a Mexican-born player. I think he's going to be a very good player. I know, talking to some scouts, Tatis Jr. is every bit as good, if not better, than his father was. I heard he's a super prospect. But overall, the Padres don't have a whole lot of talent there.
No.
Especially at the big league level. And just looking at them 1-9, and then with the bench, and then obviously with the pitching rotation and the relieving core, they shouldn't be on the same field as you. So they have to take advantage of beating these type of teams. And, you know, I think losing to the Marlins should wake you up. You know, the Marlins in the same boat. They're not built to win yet. You have to take care of business.
And the Dodgers took care of business tonight with a 4-0 win over the Padres. A historic night for Walker Buehler, Tony Cingrani, Yimi García, and Adam Libertor, who combined for a no-hitter, the first ever combined no-no in Dodgers history. Daniel's Jewelers home run forecast now. Congratulations to Desiree García of Highland Park, who correctly predicted the Dodgers would hit 2 home runs in tonight's game against the Padres. Desiree receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card, which can be used at more than 100 Daniel's Jewelers locations. Go to AM570LASports.com. Keyword home run for your chance to play. The Dodgers offense also coming alive tonight, Jerry. A kind of a fluke play, but at this point, after so many balls have found right into the midst of defensive players the first month of the season, and the Dodgers squaring it up and just hitting it right at guys and not catching a break on a ball down the line and inches away on strikes and balls behind the plate, finally something went the Dodgers' way tonight with the Padres infield losing it in the dusk evening there, the lights of Monterrey, Mexico, and Matt Kemp getting the Dodgers on the board there in the first of that RBI single.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not your fault if you're the Dodgers, if the Padres, you know, have a hard time picking up the baseball. I know there's a play, the right fielder had a hard time picking up the ball off the bat off of Kike's bat in the first inning. And then a pop-up, really nobody had a chance, I guess, gave it a really good chance to catch it because they couldn't find the baseball. But, you know, you'll take it, you know, for the first run of the ball game, and that's what good teams do. You capitalize on the other team's mistakes, and you know, the Padres made some mistakes and the Dodgers were able to capitalize on them.
Yeah, finally a break goes the Dodgers' way. Then in the second, Chris Taylor and Kike Hernandez, no doubt about it, back-to-back jacks to give the Dodgers a 3-0 lead. Alex Verdugo, who continues to swing a hot bat, Jerry, an RBI single to give the Dodgers a 4-0 lead. This guy going the opposite way with that single over the shortstop's head for the RBI single. He continues to impress on all facets.
A very impressive young hitter. And you know what? I love that he's not taking this for granted. He sees an opportunity. He believes in himself. And he's just 21 years of age. You know, it goes the other way, works the count. He has really good at-bats. And I love that he's added awareness to his base running. You know, that play in Arizona for him, you know, at second base, reading the ball in the dirt, getting to third base so Yasmani Grandal can to get that sac fly, that was a huge insurance run. And that's what you want to see out of your baseball players, an all-around game. You know, he's got a great arm in the outfield. He can run a little bit, shows awareness with the bat, makes contact, which is very important. There's a lot of swing and miss guys on this team. And to add that element, you know, to put the ball barrel on the baseball, you know, that definitely is needed. So he's off to a great start. Like Cody Bellinger, maybe he provides a spark this year.
And the Dodgers have certainly gotten a spark the last couple of days from the bullpen. Tonight, they combine for a no-hitter. The Dodgers beat the Padres 4-0. They've won their third in a row. And for the first time in franchise history, a combined no-no. Buehler, Cingrani, Garcia, and Libertor. A historic night in Monterrey, Mexico. Hopefully, Jerry, they can continue it tomorrow in Game 2 of this series.
Got to win tomorrow.
Absolutely. It'll be Kenta Maeda and Brian Mitchell, the pitching matchup. Dodgers on deck. Gets it all started at 3 o'clock. First pitch at 4:10. Dodgers and Padres. Dodgers looking to make it four straight. Can they throw another no-hitter? We'll see. Just kidding, but maybe they can get another win in a row. Until tomorrow, everybody. So long. Have a great rest of your night.